Well, good morning, Audio Boom. Siding at Turbo's Room here. So, welcome to the Clent Hills. To reprise my first ever boo. It's Tuesday the 26th of November 2013, just after 12 o'clock. So I guess that makes it afternoon, doesn't it? So it's a very cold and grey day. Having said that, the visibility is quite good. Just looking over towards the Malvern Hills. There's a fantastic mist in the valleys and the low-lying ground. Nice temperature inversion. So you've got the range of the Malvern sticking up out of the mist. And there's just a few chinks of light on the horizon. Looking down towards the southwest and the south. There's a nice line of orange light. So I'm guessing that's where the sun is. It's all one word, if you've got the sun, give me a wave. It's been really, really quite cold. I've been out in the MG this morning. Roof down, of course. No point having a soft top if you have the roof down. Or roof up, I should say. So we're just looking towards Aberley Hill. And Titterstone Clay Hill. That's a fantastic view. Looking at the low-lying mist. Then, of course, we've got more breaks in the cloud. I'm now looking out towards the Reeking. Just make a wonderful misty picture. We've always got the background noise of the A456 in the background from up here. So we're just going to look a bit further down. Looking towards Bromsgrove now. As I say, it is quite cold today. Having the heater going in the car. I've got my woolly hat on, which I very rarely wear. So just coming to another bit of a clearing. This time we're looking over to Walton Hill. I've done a boo from before. And all the trees have gone brown now. Just a few of the conifers that stay green, of course. You do get a fantastic view though. I do like this winter. Especially on days like today. Nice that the sun's out. I like to see, you can see in the distance. Got a lot of fires going on, where people are burning maybe stubble, all the farmers. So in the mist, you get the odd plume of smoke. Drifting out into the landscape. So I can see the Titterstone Clay. I can just see the white dome of the radar station That appears to be in sunlight. We've got a Land Rover going down in the valley. Looks like they've been felling some trees and they've got some logs on the trailer. I must say I'm disappointed with these gloves. They were bought as a present a few years ago and I wonder why I never used to wear them. I've got them on my hands are still cold. What a waste of time they are. So they'll be going in the bin when I get home. I think I'm going out to buy some proper gloves. I can't believe I've got gloves on, my numb fingers. What's the point in that? Anyway, so I've changed hands. Keep my hands in my pockets. I could stand here all day, I'll be honest. Yeah, there's definitely sun down to the south. You can see it. There's this thin line of orange. So we're now looking towards the south. We've got Malvern slightly to the right. As you pan round to the left, you've got the Twin Towers of Bromsgrove. There's a couple of communication masts. If you ever come down here in five, you go past them. So as you sweep round to the left a bit further, there's a big ridge, which is down towards Jeesham in the Cotswolds. And right beyond that, you can just see where the sun is. Yeah, fantastic. As it goes, as you look towards the west, so between Malvern and Abley Hill, that's all overcast. So I've just been in the MG, went through the valleys. A place called Ombersley. And you follow it round to Abley Hill, which is kind of north Worcestershire, south Shropshire area. There's a couple of good roads I like in my MG. They've got not particularly fast roads, but just nice and windy and add a bit of interest to the drive. So we've got Titterstone Clay Hill, Brown Clay Hill, and then over towards Shropshire, Ironbridge. Fantastic. I might go to the cafe, there's a cafe up the Glen Hills, and I'll drink myself a cup of coffee. So once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch up in the next boo.